Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. This is the final chapter of this Swamp Thing story arc. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the issue. Then we're on to the last issue, issue 34. This is technically chapter 8. I know this is episode 7, but like I said, we...
Mushed two of them together because, one of them wasn't even worth really covering.
That was so annoying. But we open up this chapter, this issue. Abby is standing in hospital over Matt. He's in a coma. She's crying. I mean, she did love him.
Yeah.
Like, she loved Matt, who he was, even though there at the end, he was getting kind of funky. But she goes to leave, and we see her at the swamp with Swamp Thing. I will point out that I think it's... Yeah, okay. So she's has a red tank top on that magically
blue
turns...
Blue jeans, and then turns orange in the
magically
next picture.
Magically turns orange, yeah.
Hey.
Colored, it's fine.
Look, what happened was... see, in the swamp, there's this special chemical in the water.
Yeah, special chemical. Okay. What we get here, these next couple pages...
Swamp Thing's growing flowers on his tit.
Well, that Abby wants, but you know, whatever.
Abby wants his flower?
In a way, yes. Basically, she's trying to come to terms with her love for Swamp Thing. She's had feelings for him for some time. But she was afraid to say anything because, one, she was with Matt. Two, she didn't know if these feelings were real or if they were just... like a proximity thing.
Yeah.
You know? And Swamp Thing's like... because she doesn't actually say him at first. And he's like, well, if you love somebody, you need to tell him. And she's like, I'm trying to tell him. That's what I'm trying to do right now. And he
gets this glimmer in his eye.
Puts it together. He's like, oh, you mean me. And she took it the wrong way. Like, she thought that he was making a fool out of her. When he actually says, like, you know, I've loved you silently. Like, I've loved you since, like, our first meeting, like, for many years. And this is when they embrace and they kiss for the first time. And she says it tastes like lime.
But not as sharp.
Yeah. Do you like lime? Yes.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, whose favorite is lime?
Hey, there's somebody out there.
Okay.
Look, he doesn't mean to offend anybody whose favorite is lime. It's just not his favorite or my favorite or, well. Anyways.
Yep. Uh-huh. Okay. So, this is like an awkward conversation. Like, Swamp Thing's like, you are human. You need more love than the taste of lime.
Need more from love than the taste of lime.
And she's like, oh,
you're talking about sex, right? And he's like, well, giggity-giggity-goo. No, not really.
It's like, it's fine. I thought about that, and I know physically things can't... I don't need to have sex. It's fine.
He says, but there should be some sort of communion.
Yeah. So similar to what happened with Woodrow.
Except instead of, like... He
was forced... Instead of forcibly being taken from him...
Well, none of that, but he mixed the fruit with other things, didn't he?
Yeah, it was some fucked up thing. Swamp Thing grows this fruit off of his head, off his body, and then willingly gives it to Abby. And let's just say, from this fruit, drugs happen.
Right. This is great. It's like some sort of perfume taste, like cardamom. And then she says, it's really good. You wanted to do this as like a symbolic thing. And he says, no, not entirely. What do you mean? Is there something I should have? Alec, everything sort of looks strange.
Like, it's a... Okay, don't get me wrong.
How do you mean strange?
Don't get me wrong. The imagery is beautiful. Like,
oh, yeah.
This thing is amazing. But it's just so off the wall.
This
like,
part right here, though,
fuck.
Makes me think of that Pokemon joke thing where he's like... where they're having the Pokemon battle. It's a horrible cartoon. And he's like,
oh, God.
He says, like, Grimer, use acid. So he licks
it. Oh, shit.
And then Pikachu's like, Pika? Pika. And everything just starts like warping around him. That's what that reminds me of right there.
That's great. What happens in the next couple issues, next couple pages, is basically Swamp Thing and Abby
frolicking around naked in a emotional, like, look, they're literally frolicking around through the
Swamp Thing's always naked.
Yeah, fair enough. But and it's like, it's almost like a spiritual, like
they're connecting, metaphysical. They're connecting on a spiritual level, on a
deeper plane of existence, I guess.
And
or they were doing drugs.
I mean, they were doing drugs. That's all it really was. But it's a connection that now they both have. Okay, so
basically what happened was Swamp Thing got inside of her.
I was trying to think of the best way to say that without being so blunt. I mean, I understand we have an explicit tag on this podcast.
Thank goodness.
But
you'd be doing so much more editing.
Goddamn, yes I would. Basically
it's them becoming one.
Yeah.
Is how it's working out.
Like it takes sex to a whole new level. And for any of you who have had that kind of sex, you kind of know what that is, what that feels like. Times that by 10, and that's what you get with Abby and Swamp Thing.
See, what I really like though is when she wakes up, she's laying in this puddle, and she's got like her shirt like half down off her shoulder, and then he just kind of reaches down and hands her, or you know, picks her up with a glint in his eye.
Yep. Last line, Jesus Christ. Abby's like, does this mean we're going out?
And then they kiss again.
God
and
damn. Like, that line is just so dumb.
But it was funny.
Yeah, no, it works. It's fine. But yeah, the last page is them embracing, and it's a happy moment.
And he's got all these flowers and, you know,
the
fruits growing off of him.
I really enjoyed it. Like, I'm enjoying this run so far.
Oh, absolutely.
We have 4 more volumes of the Alan Moore Swamp Thing to read. But I know before we get there, we've got, you know, the crisis that will revamp everything. So I don't know how that will affect this. We'll see when we get there. But
Swamp Thing looks at Abby and says, "Didn't we just go through this a little bit ago?"
Basically. But yeah, no, this is I'm really enjoying it. Like,
oh yeah, absolutely,
it's great.
And yeah. There's not a lot of like action in it, but it's still got enough excitement to go through the whole thing. Like, it's not, you know, like knockdown, drag out, you know, my powers against yours. It's more of a thinking thing and more of a like,
it's a storyteller. It's story driven.
Exactly. Which
I feel like comics today, they have that, but when you when it's just straight story driven, people get bored by it.
Yeah.
Like, they need to have the action. They need to have at least every 5 pages somebody throwing a punch. Like, no. That's one thing I love about Lock and Key. Like, the first fucking 2 volumes is nothing but setup.
I mean, there's some violence in there, you know.
Yeah, well, here and there, but like,
yeah, like his dad getting murdered. And
okay, but the first volume
and
is all
his mom getting raped.
Okay, anyway. But yeah, so this amazing book. Looking forward to reading the rest of it. Ron, thanks for coming back on here.
Oh, I love it. Always.
Yeah.
So much fun.
And we'll talk to you guys later. Take it easy.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.